A statement expected shortly. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Former President Trump expected a comment this hour after Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel to oversee two probes into the former president.
Attorney General Merrick Garland names Jack Smith to serve as a special counsel to investigate the retention of national defense information at Mar-a-Lago and January 6th, specifically any attempts to overturn the 2020 election.
As special counsel, he will exercise independent prosecutorial judgment to decide whether charges should be brought.
Calling Smith a veteran prosecutor with a reputation of being impartial and determined, adding he believes
that appointing a special counsel at this time is the right thing to do. The extraordinary circumstances presented here demand it.
The announcement follows former President Trump announcing his 2024 bid for the White House. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Garland says Trump's announcement and President Biden's intention to run in 2024 prompted the move. 4 feet of snow already on the ground in parts of western New York as a dangerously lake-effect storm expected to last through the weekend.
It has been snowing nonstop. Driving fast on roads would not recommend. But we've been seeing scenes where people have been getting stuck, and that's why there's a travel ban for half of the county here, Erie County. People really shouldn't be driving. For the rest of the county, travel advisories. These roads have been plowed, but they continue to be snow-covered.
Fox Weather's Katie Byrne in West Seneca near Buffalo. The White House weighing in on the Taylor Swift Ticketmaster debacle.
The president has been very clear. He's been crystal clear on this. And I quote, capitalism without competition isn't capitalism, it's exploitation.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, there has been outrage after fans of Swift were unable to buy tickets for Swift's upcoming tour through a Ticketmaster verified presale. Ticketmaster canceled the public on sale today, citing unprecedented demand. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Republicans, including potential 2024 presidential candidates, gather in Las Vegas this week.
The Republican Jewish Coalition's annual leadership meeting kicked off in Las Vegas this week, drawing big GOP names to the conference. Outgoing Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has already addressed attendees at the Venetian Hotel, as has former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Former Vice President Mike Pence and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will speak as well, as will Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. So will Nikki Haley. She served as South Carolina's governor before becoming then President Trump's U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Trump himself will not attend in person, but will speak to the crowd live via satellite Saturday morning. Trump has already announced he's running for president again. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
California officials say the state has recovered all of the 2.7 million jobs it lost at the start of the pandemic. An NBA franchise has reached a settlement with a former team doctor who accused a player of sexual misconduct.
Attorney Tony Busby, who represents Dr. Hillary Cawthon, says the entire case is over, announcing a settlement between the clinical psychologist, the San Antonio Spurs, and former player Joshua Primo. Cawthon filed a lawsuit October 3rd alleging Primo exposed himself to her 9 times during private sessions and that team officials ignored her repeated reports of the incidents. In a statement, Spurs president R.C. Buford acknowledged the need to evaluate processes in the organization, adding, quote, to that end, we have decided to collaborate with Dr. Cawthon and other experts in an effort to review and improve our workplace processes and procedures. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Schools in New York State that have still not changed Native American references in mascots are being ordered to stop by the end of the current school year. The National Congress of American Indians says about 1,900 schools nationwide still maintain the harmful stereotypes. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.